Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the Lord our God and King, the true and living God, and I love Him. And I praise Him. God is good, folks. And His return is very soon. Everything that we do can be a tremendous blessing. What if every word we spoke was guided by the love of God? What if every word we spoke was encouraging? What if all of our influence, all of it, was godly? What if we heard the Lord our God and King and relayed His messages to people who love Him? People don't always love God, but what if we introduce the love of God to everyone? All of our doings, our comings, our goings, everything that we do was a lie unto Him. When we follow God, when we study His word, and we act on it, a healing process begins that's just unmatched. It can't be found anywhere else in the world system. Only among those who believe the Lord and take Him at His word. And when people take time and follow God's word, hear Him out and embrace it. Whatever you hear, mix faith with it. Receive it and mix faith with it. Believe it. See, if you reject it, you don't mix faith with it. If you receive it, you mix faith with it. You take it on as truth. And it will help you to resist the lies that are not true. Every false way works as an interruption against the truth of God's word. The false way, it works to neutralize the effects of God's word. Just like doubt. That's what doubt does. It disables what is. It's a disabler. A sledgehammer. If you strike somebody on the knee hard enough, you will disable them. You will break their legs. Doubt does the same thing if it's allowed. You have to agree with it for it to work. Which means you can choose to disagree with it. Jesus said, if you believe and doubt not in your heart. See, that's where the word has to work. That means it's a choice for you to believe God's word inside your heart and also reject the doubt and keep it from getting inside your heart. And you can renew your mind and you can become good at it. You can become skilled at it. You can master the things of God. Many times people fail because, or they don't go as far as they could in life, because they receive God's word enough to solve a problem. But what if you decided to master this thing? You know, some people take karate, they become a white belt, then a green belt, brown belt, you know, they go up and up, and then they stop somewhere, yellow belt maybe, and they don't go on to get the black belt and then the red belt. And some people like it so much they become a master. Now, when you become a master, you're ready for anything. Why not become a master of the things of God? A master at operating in faith, a master at being healed, learning healing, being skilled at recovering and being skilled at helping people get healed in life. You can do this. It's a choice. All of it is a choice. One choice away. And sometimes several choices away. We grow from glory to glory. You learn something and it works in your life. You learn something else and it works too. God gives you more and everything becomes easier. So as you go forward in life, hearing and receiving God's word, embracing it, it gets into your heart. And when it gets into your heart, it gets into your habit system. It gets into your advice. It gets into your influence. And the Lord will fully supply you, even at the strangest times. He will fully supply you so you can go forward and do his word in the sight of everybody. And when he fully supply you to help others, you can be that blessing you always wanted to be. And you can help people grow and go forward. You can help people in their need. Sometimes you don't even have to say a word. The Lord will use the things that you're doing as a display. And he can help people see what they normally wouldn't see. If you're a leader, good leaders, they do things. I notice good leaders. They don't panic. They know that people look to them. And they don't let things bother them. They prepare ahead of time. The wisest leaders, they go before the Lord, they learn his ways, and they learn what to do, and they make good decisions. They learn to make godly decisions. They learn to trust God. They learn to rely on him. See, trust, when you trust God, that's reliance. He's your first influence. You trust God, when you get to a point where you trust God before you trust yourself, and you trust God more than you trust your own opinions and yourself, that's when you're going to go. You begin to soar in life. And you learn to rely on him in troubled times. And I love that scripture. Daniel said, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. When the whole world is crumbling around them, they're strong. No matter what the enemy do, they don't bend, they don't budge, they don't take bribes, they don't betray anybody, and they don't surrender ever, and they will serve God even to death. Serving God means more than their life to them. And they'll do whatever God tell them to do. They'll go inside danger and do the works of God, whether they know, and without a guarantee of whether they'll come back alive or not. How much do you believe in your own ministry? To some people, there's no danger, and they just quit. They don't believe in what they're doing anymore because they don't receive God's counsel. See, receiving his word is good. That's very important. And receiving the guidance of the Holy Spirit is also very important. And deciding to become a master and not just somebody tossed to and fro every time something goes wrong is important to become that master, to master the things of God. And we don't master it in our own abilities. That's foolishness. We don't master God's word in our own strength. That's not even possible. It's not by our might. It's not by our strength. Though we grow from glory to glory, we get stronger than we were originally, but we never stop yielding to him. And that's the point. If you learn to master anything, it's because you learn to yield to the Holy Spirit. There are things that you just don't know. And sometimes the Lord wants to introduce you to an element that you don't have. And when that's out of place, other things are going to be out of place. But if you can learn to rely on the Lord, my friend, if you learn to rely on him, you can conquer the system. You can conquer what troubles men. You can overcome when normal people can't. And you can go forward. You can be the leader God has chosen you to be. And you can be what God said you are. You can do what God said you can do. And you can take him at his word and not fail. You can pray and get answers that you need. Some people don't believe God will give them the answers they need. Their first thought is they got to figure, and they attempt to figure it out. When people always attempt to figure things out without praying, something's wrong. That's a red flag all by itself. If God called you to a ministry, then he'll give you the steps. If he stopped giving you steps 20 years ago, you got off course. If he's not giving you any more steps, then you got off course. If he can't come to you and start talking about something that needs to happen, and every time when he attempts to do it, you say, "Nah, that won't work. I won't do that. This I'll do my way." You got off course. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter how much success you've had in the past. A ministry can look grand at a certain point. Sometimes that's just the beginning of what God wanted to do originally. What he was preparing you for will never happen unless you continually take the steps of God. This is reliance. This is trust. Now remember, trust is a noun. It doesn't do anything. It relies. And because you rely on the Lord, you operate in faith. You believe in what he said, and then you act on it. You trust God. He gives you an assignment. You trust that the assignment will work. You trust the words of God. And then you start doing your part. And then God has something to work with again. He'll multiply your actions, your words. He'll give you the words you need. You'll attract the right people by doing the small steps. And then you'll obey him and you'll speak his words, and the anointing will pick it up from there. Obedience. Trust and obedience. Obedience is a word. That's acting on the trust. That's the faith it takes to get things done. The just shall live by his faith. Your trust, your trust becomes your focus. People obey what they trust. Because I trust God, I will obey him. And because I obey him, I receive the revelation. Because I'm in order. I'm in order to the words of God. I'm not out of order. Everybody that don't trust God, they're out of order. They're out of the order of God. God chose light against the darkness. He chose the light and rejected the darkness. He put a tree in the garden. We choose life and we reject the other tree. We eat off the tree of life, and we don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We reject it. He put it there so we could reject it and show the world that we love him. The evil in the world ain't going nowhere. It's out there. But it's just like the tree. It's out there so we can reject it. Because heaven's watching. That's how we judge heaven. That's how we judge angels. All the evil temptations is there so we can reject it. It's supposed to be there. Let it be there. It's there so we can reject it. And keep on trusting the counsel of God's word every day. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is still there. It's just in another form. The tree of life is with us. It's just not a tree anymore. It's Jesus. We receive the words of God and we reject the counsel of the world in their face and on purpose without apology. And you don't have to be angry either. I can tell people to their face, "I don't agree with you because you're wrong about that." On the radio, I tell people everything, every religion. I say, "Hear me good. There's no apology." I said, every religion that tries to go around Jesus Christ is dead wrong. It's just wrong. And people die over it. They don't go to heaven because they tried to go around Christ. And you can't go to heaven going around Christ. And I fully agree with it. But I'm not the first one to say it. Jesus said it first, and I fully agree with it. Because he gave me life. I know what I'm talking about. I know what it's like to be a sinner, disconnected from God. I didn't get saved when I was a child. I got saved when I was almost 20 years old. I was weeks away from being 20. I was 19. So I lived most of my life at that point under the influence of the world. I didn't like the world, but I was in the world. And it was hard to get out. And God had mercy on me and helped me get out. And I chose God. And once I chose God, I wasn't going back to that. I had peace for the first time in my life. And I remember being a child, that peace is better than when you're a child. The peace of salvation. Peace is fellowship. You have fellowship with God. Use the peace to go forward. Don't do anything without the peace. When you start doing something that's no good, even if it's a good idea, the peace is not the same. If you learn to pay attention to it, you can be guided by the Holy Spirit. He can nudge us with the peace. When the Lord speaks to me, I feel joy. That's the first gift of an assignment. The peace and the joy. You have peace because you got fellowship with God. But every time the Lord tells me to do something, a joy comes with it. And I'm motivated. I count on it. I speak life to it. I don't just feel good and start talking about it to other people so they can not doubt against it and put the fire out. Because that's what people do. They in neutral. Most people live their whole life in neutral. They get saved and they leave their gear in neutral. And some people go to first gear. You know, I'm driving a manual right now. I love it. I don't like automatics. But they try to do God's will in neutral. You can't be neutral. You got to put it in drive. You got to put it in first gear, then second. You got to go forward. And don't put it in reverse. When God give me an assignment, anything, when he tell me something for other people, if he give me a dream and a word for somebody, that happens from time to time. I know that word can make the difference in their life. I don't know what all is going on in their life, but I know it can make a difference. Whenever God give me a dream of somebody and a word, he used to give me a dream, and that's knowledge to me, something to go on. Then he give me a word of wisdom, and I give it to him. But well, the joy comes on me. I know it's God. I don't have to ask. I ask the Lord about the dream. He tells me more about it, and then he give me what to say. And I ask him every question so I don't talk myself out of it. Because every assignment has its own challenges. You have to mount up against the challenges. Every assignment has its challenges come with it. And they come so you can reject them, so you can overcome them. I don't bow down to Satan. I don't compromise. I finish with my course. And he loves us. And sometimes you're the order of the day. God chooses you to do these things. And you got to believe in what God told you to do. Don't forget the face of your Father. Go do what he said do. With joy. Let the joy increase. I speak life to what God, to every assignment God give me, I speak life to it. If I don't speak life to it, I might not do it. That's putting you, that's leaving your gear in neutral again. And you got to get out of first gear too. You start and you finish. You go all up the drivetrain, finishing, shifting gears, going forward. Become a master. Don't just let your life idle alone. You know, I was in Gulf Shores, and in the bay, they want the boats to be at idle speed. They don't supposed to give throttle the boats in idle speed. Boats don't have transmissions. They just have the motor and the propeller. Idle speed is when you pull the throttle back and it'll just go a slow speed. It's a little different with every boat, but some people are just idling by. Now, when you get out in the ocean, you can throttle it up and you go where you got to go. And sometimes you got to throttle up because you're going against currents, just like you do in this world. When God gives you an assignment, when Satan figures it out, he's going to try to stop it. And he'll use anybody. He'll use Christians, he'll use pastors, he'll use evangelists, anybody that'll compromise somewhere to discourage it. And God will use their anointing to encourage it. So when you're looking, you know, what I do, when the Lord give me something, I listen. And he calls people to say what I need. They don't know what I'm doing. They have no clue, but they said the right things under the anointing, which they may not do in a normal conversation without the anointing. And whatever people say under the anointing, you got to plant that in your heart. They did their job. God used them, but their mind may not know it. I'm saying this for a reason, because I run into this. What the Holy Spirit give you, you got to receive it and obey it, and it works. Fan the flames of the words of God. Receive it and embrace it and go forward. It's too important. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.